The Temple School of Thaumaturgy is located 18 miles northwest of the village of Worth Herring, guarded on all sides by a soaring steel and barbed wire fence. It's a mere 1 hour and 15 minutes by bike, as long as you're very cavalier about whether you live to see the school or get smeared across the asphalt by a car en route. But again, there's that titan of a fence, so it's not like you can see much of the building anyway. If you're 10 years old and your best friend is already 3 inches taller than you, you might glimpse a sliver of Jacobean chimney above the tree line for the 3 seconds said friend gives you a boost, before he complains that you're going to break some of his best bones, as if any of his bones could possibly be good when he thinks spaghetti is a vegetable. You might wrestle half-heartedly for a while to defend your honour, a brief frenzy of sweaty hands and skinny knees, and then spend another hour and 15 minutes watching his corduroy shirt fly up like a cape behind him as you lose the race all the way home. Briar no longer has a best friend. The fence is shorter than they remember, less imposing. It's one of those bright summer days that browns the grass and bakes the asphalt until it cracks. Eugenia, the businesslike Greek woman who's been calling and emailing to arrange the particulars, is waiting by the narrow electric gate with her arms crossed as Briar's taxi pulls away. She's wearing acid-washed jeans and a crisp white t-shirt, and her dark hair is up in one of those tortoiseshell claw clips that hurt like hell when you let them clamp shut on your nose.